This audiobook contains approximately 32 parables spoken by Jesus over his earthly ministry, and a few short sayings that are also marked as parables. We get the word parable from the Greek word paraboli, meaning comparison. Thus, making a comparison of two things, telling us about the one through familiarity with the other. Literally, speaking it as something that is cast alongside something else. The parables that Jesus taught use earthly examples or known means of operation and compares it with a spiritual truth. When we think of a parable as just a clever story, we discount the teaching value that can be revealed to us when we meditate on it. This book presents each parable that Jesus gave us with a short and concise summary after it. Thus, trying not to detract from the spoken parable, but rather allowing the reader to further meditate on the truth of the parable. For God's word and teachings must always remain the centerpiece of the study. Jesus, in the early part of his ministry, began teaching the people in parables. He was providing them with a reference that they were familiar with and could relate to. However, he also taught in parables to test the people's willingness to hear and perceive. For he said to the people many times, "He who has ears, let him hear." Matthew 11:15. A parable places a demand on the hearer, requiring the person to be willing to hear, reason out what was said, and apply it to their lives. We must be willing and desire to learn God's word and his kingdom operations, that is, man's free will. God is not going to force his ways upon us, even though it is for our own good. For Scripture tells us that Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. Mark 4:33. The parable teachings of Jesus must become heart knowledge and a way of thinking that ultimately affects one's lifestyle. The importance of this can be seen when Jesus' disciples asked him why he taught the people in parables. "And he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see, and not perceive, and hearing they may hear, and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them." Mark 4:11-12. Whereby verse 12 of this scripture tells of the people's blindness to see and hear. However, on the flip side of this, is that if the people had eyes to see and ears to hear, they should then be converted, having their sins forgiven, and they would be healed. This scripture quoted here is from the prophecy in Isaiah 6:9-10, and Jesus tied it directly to understanding and applying the truths behind the parables. This alone shows us the value of parables and applying them to our lives. The parables that Jesus taught us hold relevant teaching truths. We simply need to reflect on them and desire to unwrap the truth contained within them. We also must view and esteem the parables that Jesus gave us as being equally the Word of God, not any weightier or lesser than any of the other scriptures. The exact order of the parables that Jesus taught us may not be known. However, there is a logical teaching progression as to how they were given to us, and this book arranges them in such an order. As you read through them in the approximate order that Jesus spoke them during his earthly ministry, you will see the progression that he started his ministry with, gaining a clearer understanding of the parable, and also why it was said and was given at that time. Jesus started his ministry by speaking of himself as the bridegroom, along with giving the parable of new ways and old ways, then giving us the principle of sowing and reaping, followed by teaching parables and kingdom parables, and ending with prophetic and warning parables. In essence, Jesus spoke parables as the situation